Do you want to go down to a 40-hour week without losing revenue? If you're ready to let go of all the extra hours, the stress, the overwhelm, and the clients who hijack your time, consider my signature program, Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind. In it, we'll get your accounting practice under control. We'll fix your pricing problems. I'll show you ways to price so you stop giving away the farm so you bring in more revenue for the work you're already doing. I'll help you disengage the clients who are good people, but are holding your business back and slowing you down. I'll help you package up your services and design them so they're easy for your clients to understand and choose from, while helping you simplify and standardize what you sell. And we'll focus on making your messaging more interesting and compelling, so you attract more of the kinds of clients you want to work with and break out of the hodgepodge of referrals trap. We get your prices up. We get your workload down. We standardize, we simplify, we streamline. And we do this at a pace that feels doable, where you feel confident in every choice you make. Prices up, workload down. Registration is open now. We start Tuesday, May 7th. Come with us. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to find out more. Welcome to Epic Business Growth for CPAs. My name is Geraldine Carter, founder of She Thinks Big Coaching. This is the place to be if you're a CPA who wants to grow your accounting practice. Weekly episodes are full of strategies and action steps that create a clear path for growth without working harder. Time to get inspired and grow your business. Hey everyone, I'm coming to you this week with a short and sweet episode, the topic of which came across my radar recently as I did a training for Profit First Professionals 2 weeks ago. And this topic, there was one item in it that stood out as being really helpful, and it's timely. So I'm sliding this one in and pushing other episodes further back in the calendar. It's short, sweet, and to the point, so that if you find it useful, you can take this idea and implement it in your business starting as soon as possible. Last week, I did a training for Profit First Professionals. If you've read the book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, you may or may not know that he has a membership group associated with the book for accountants, bookkeepers, CPAs, and business coaches who want to use these tools and implement them in their own practice for their own clients. They asked me to come and do a training called Recapture Your Money, which is a lot of the same ideas that I talk about in my episodes, Where to Find the $50,000 Hiding in Plain Sight in Your Business. And if you haven't heard those, you can go listen to them. They're back at 24 and 25. They're also now in ebook format, which you can download from my website at shethinksbigcoaching.com. Anyways, they asked me to come and present 6 places to look to recapture money that already exists in your business. A lot of the places that I mention looking if you want to recapture money hiding in your business apply across many different types of businesses, but there's one that stands out that's unique to CPAs, and this is the one that the attendees cited as the most useful takeaway for them, and that is proactively scheduling end-of-year meetings. And you've probably run into this with your own clients. When they come to you in March, you've gone through their shoebox full of receipts, and they've made some purchases or some changes in February that you think, oh my gosh, if only we had done this in November, we could have saved you a lot in taxes. If only we had had time to, say, restructure before the end of the year, we could have saved you a lot in taxes. If only we had anticipated that XYZ was going to happen, we could have saved you a lot in taxes. But once it's March, it's too late. Your clients can't strategize after the 31st. They can't count purchases after the 31st. They can't make changes after the 31st. So if you want to get ahead of this, now is the time to be scheduling those end of year meetings. It's always a good idea to sit down and have a look at things just to see if there are any last minute changes that we want to make before the close of 2019. And this needs to happen now, because if you work backwards from December 31st, remember that a lot of business pretty much comes to a creeping halt December 15th, no matter what religion you celebrate or if you celebrate none at all. Not a lot happens after December 15th. There are 2 weeks between the 1st and the 15th where people can actually get a few important things done before they get sucked into the vortex of holiday and travel. Thanksgiving also knocks out a good week for folks. So if you're listening in real time, you have just a few short weeks to reach out, schedule meetings, have those meetings, and give people sufficient time to be able to make whatever changes come out of those meetings. For those of you for whom the end of the year is fairly slow, an extra 20 meetings in your calendar could be another $5,000 in revenue if you're billing hourly. If your clients are on retainer, make sure that your retainers are designed to include these types of meetings. There's not just the meeting, there's also whatever extra work it creates for you that is of value to the client. But here's where the real value is to both you and your client. And that is the idea that having a CPA who looks out for their client is priceless. Because here's what I find again and again and again in conversations with business owners. What they tell me is somebody who's looking out for me and asking questions that I don't even know I'm supposed to be asking. And the pictures they routinely paint sound like I'm down in the forest and all I can see is the trail 100 feet ahead of me, but you're up above tree line and you can see way out and you can see what's in the distance and you can see the top of the mountain where I'm headed. But from where I'm standing down below tree line, I can't see where I'm going. I feel like I'm driving my car when I've done a crappy job scraping my frosty windshield. I can kind of see where I'm going, but my visibility is really bad. You're outside my car and you can see where I'm going. These are the metaphors they use to talk about how it feels to be in their business, that they can't see what's around them. They can't see where they're going. They can't see the hazards they're supposed to be looking out for. And you have a better and more clear vantage point that you can guide the way and help them avoid predictable pitfalls. And in these meetings, remember that you're the trusted advisor. You're one of few people in their life that they go to ask questions that they wouldn't ask of most other people. This doesn't mean, though, that you need to have all the answers, but if you can help them find their way to the right answers, to other resources, other people who may be able to help them, that sets you apart. And it sets you apart from all the other CPAs around you who, to the business owner, to the client, look exactly the same. Because remember, from the business owner's point of view, all the CPAs around them look like sheep. They all look the same. And unless you're a shepherd who hangs out with their flock day in and day out, you can't tell a sheep apart. So being a CPA who looks out for his or her clients by proactively scheduling end-of-year meetings is priceless and just one more thing you can do to separate yourself from the flock. So a few more things and then I'll wrap. If you remember Stephen Covey, he wrote a book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Do you remember which habit was number one? I'll give you a hint. It was be proactive. It wasn't habit number 7. It was habit number one, be proactive. And be proactive doesn't mean wait until it's a problem. It doesn't mean wait until the opportunity has passed by. And it doesn't mean wait until they contact me. Be proactive means get ahead of it. And if you're sitting here going, oh my God, I have 400 clients. How am I going to schedule 400 clients inside the next 2 months? Well, the answer is you don't. You know your business better than anyone. But have a look at your top 10 clients or your top 10% of clients and see who in there would be great to proactively schedule an end of year meeting with. If this idea overwhelms you, then look at your list of top clients and pick the 5 that you want to reach out to, or pick the 10 that you want to reach out to. Start with that and see what happens. And if you get great results from it, then go to your Google Calendar for 2020 and in the month of September, put in, start thinking about proactively scheduling end of year meetings. So that next year, when you get to this very same place, you've blocked time for this activity. Okay, I said I was going to be short, sweet, and to the point. So I think I've made my point. And I'll end here with a reminder that I have some upcoming webinars and workshops if you're interested. November is how to set up your ideal week. December is adding advisory services. If you're curious about those and want to know more, head on over to my website, shethinksbigcoaching.com, and click on the Learn More button where you can find out more and sign up or register. So that's it from me. Have a great week, and I will see you next time. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Registration is open now, but it won't be for long. Go to GeraldineCarter.com now to enroll today.